I'm Martine Helou-Allen, and welcome to Righteous Interruption, a podcast for those who courageously and passionately seek ways to go beyond their status quo and thrive through a life well lived. Thank you for joining today's episode as we level up and thrive together. It's another awesome day here at Righteous Interruption. Welcome to the newest episode, episode 10. I am so glad to be here with you. My name is Martine Helou-Allen, and it has been such a pleasure to be able to share this podcast with you, the work that it takes to kind of just research and decide what are these episodes going to be like, and also the time that I get to spend with the Lord in praying about what He wants me to share with you. It is really a privilege, and I appreciate your time, and I thank you for just your wonderful feedback, the growing listenership of this podcast. It has been amazing. So as you know, or may not know, if you're just now joining us for Righteous Interruption for the first time, this is a podcast that is designed all around giving you and giving everyone who listens the encouragement to transform and the supernatural power to thrive through that transformation. And that only comes from the Word. The Word is truth. And so in all decisions that we make in our lives, we have to have those decisions be built on truth. Otherwise, those decisions are probably not going to pan out as well as we would hope them to. So this is the 10th episode. I cannot believe it. And the title of this episode is Too Alone, T-O-O, Too Alone to Be Alone. When I started working on this episode, it was like, oh my goodness, what an epiphany came to me. And I really, really enjoyed this. And I'm sure that you will enjoy this as well. I'd like to start out just talking about the fact that where does freedom come from? And so many people are searching for freedom in this life in many different ways, in many different aspects. But if we distill it down to what freedom really is, I believe it's this: no more dependency on others or anything to live your life. And the only way that we get to that point is if God is in charge. If He is living in and through us, He gives us the ability to not have to have dependence on anything or anyone else. And I believe that that's where true freedom comes from. But if you've been on this on a Christian journey for any amount of time, you will know that sometimes when you're changing your lifestyle, when you're changing your group of friends, or you know what you like to do, what you've decided is good for you in your life, i.e., when you've adjusted that moral compass a bit, you may find yourself at times to be alone. But I want to tell you and talk to you today about how awesome that is, and that being alone gives you the greatest privilege of learning that you're actually not alone. So you're too alone to be alone. As usual, we draw from Oswald Chambers, and today I'm reading a devotion that is entitled The Light That Never Fails. A servant of God must stand so very much alone that he never realizes he is alone. In the early stages of the Christian life, disappointments will come. People who used to be lights will flicker out. Those who used to stand with us will turn away. We have to get used to it, that we will not even realize that we are standing alone. We have to get, and I'll repeat that one more time, we have to get so used to it that we will not even realize we are standing alone. Paul says, "No one stood with me, but all forsook me. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me." That's from 2 Timothy 4:16 through 17. Chambers continues, "We must build our faith not on fading lights, but on the light that never fails. When important, quote unquote, individuals go away, we are sad, until we see that they are meant to go. So that only one thing is left for us to do, to look into the face of God for ourselves. Allow nothing to keep you from looking with strong determination into the face of God regarding yourself and your doctrine. And every time you speak, make sure you look God in the face about what you're speaking first. He is the accountability. And then the glory will remain through all of it. A Christian servant is one who perpetually looks into the face of God and then goes forth to talk to others. The ministry of Christ is characterized by an abiding glory of which the servant is totally unaware. I love this. Get ready. In Exodus 34:29, it's written, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him, meaning God. He was so utterly unaware of even himself when he was speaking to God. And letting that, just the love and the beauty of that communication, the power and the connection that he had with the Lord radiate without even him knowing it. We are never called on to display our doubts openly or to express the hidden joys and delights of our life with God. The secret of the servant's life is that he stays in tune with God all the time. And that seems to be like a little bit counterintuitive, right? Because we're called to share, right? But what are we really called to share? We're called to share the resulting glory of our relationship with the Lord. But God does want to keep that relationship with you very intimate. And so when I was thinking about this and reading this, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, and I want to share with you the thoughts that were brought to my mind. When God is your all in all, you stand utterly alone amongst humanity, and yet never alone under God's sovereignty. It's that omnipresence that is around you. And I don't know if any of you out here have ever experienced this, but you feel like you're in a crowd of people, but yet you're all alone and you're like observing them as if you're not part of it, you're not in it. And I think that kind of is what that alludes to, is that you don't have to be part of it. You see yourself as standing alone within it. However, what gives you the ability to have that perception is God. And you're looking at things from a completely different lens. And it's this wonderful paradox that you come to understand as you get closer to God, becoming further set apart from the quote-unquote world. In fact, you don't suffer from any unfulfilled need to have others around you, nor the unrealistic expectations that anyone may complete you. And we see that so often with people who are not at peace. They put so much weight into what others think, if others are confirming them. You know, how do they compare to other people? And the freedom is that no one completes you. The Lord completes you. I can't tell you how many relationships I've pursued in my life thinking this person will complete me. Darn Jerry Maguire, right? You complete me. You had me at hello. So, I mean, and when I think about it, I'm like, how much of my life was actually a kind of a recreation of what I learned from a movie, you know, or what I saw in a movie? And it's completely unrealistic. In fact, it kept me in chains for a lot of my life because I was so looking for someone else to complete me. I was so just adamant and fearful about not being alone. I hated that. I hated thinking that I was going to be alone. But God cannot work on us until he gets us alone with him. I don't know if you know me personally or know anything about the work that I do on a daily basis, but I have a nonprofit called Rise Prevention, R-I-Z-E, Rise Prevention, and we focus on empowering teens to resist drug use and make healthy lifestyle choices. And today I was coaching a young girl. She's 15 years old, in the 10th grade, has had several infractions for substance use. In fact, unfortunately, she is going to be going to court. They're charging her with possession of a controlled substance, and I'm hoping that I'll be allowed to go to court to advocate for her, being her coach and knowing how hard she's trying to work to remedy that and choose another life, another lifestyle rather, and make better choices. But we had a conversation today, and she was telling me, she said, Miss Martine, I don't know what to do when somebody comes around me to offer me something like substances and, you know, say, hey, come on, come and hang out with me. She said, I don't want to be alone. And I'm afraid that if I change my friend group, that I'm going to be alone until I find a new group of friends, which I may or may not find. And so it was just so, it just hit me thinking about this podcast that I'm recording right now. And I just saw her and I'm like, yes, that's exactly it. And I looked at her and I said, when God is in you, you are too alone to be alone. And that is a wonderful thing. And you actually want that. You want to be too alone when it comes to people. But recognizing that that allows for you to be ever present with the Lord so that he can be allowed to start transforming you without the distractions and temptations that will throw you off that course. And I said, because at the end of the day, when you do what is righteous, meaning the next time that you're offered something in that very moment, think about the righteous response to the interruption that is occurring in order to give you a chance to learn, give you a chance to make a different decision. And because we know God is good, we know that when we make the righteous choice, only goodness can come from that. And I said, so you have to have full faith that you may be alone in regards to the same group is not, you're no longer with that same group of people, but it's only just for a moment. And then you will be introduced to people who you are more like, who your lifestyle is more like. And therefore, they're living godly lives. They're making good decisions. And then what you'll realize is, you're not going to be alone. And then if you compare the way that you feel with that group to the group of friends that you're fearful of leaving right now, you will realize that when you were really alone was living in your fear with those people that you needed to be away from, and how unfulfilling and really how lonely those relationships were. But it takes strength to be able to do that. You can't do it alone. You have to surrender yourself to say, you know what, God, I need for you to do this with me. You need to ask him to involve himself in your situation at that moment. So that with at that moment of interruption, when you have the opportunity to make a decision, righteously or unrighteously, that he becomes your conscience and you choose righteousness. And at the end of the day, you can't be alone unless there's first a need to be accompanied. It's the need that you have. It's the need to feel completed that really is the driver of those behaviors. John 15:4 says, remain in me and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. And the truth is, we must remain connected to our Creator above all else. We must be willing to be alone in order to be with Him. I think that that's probably what the truth comes to people who are older and who understand the value of alone time, is that they've seen the truth of what I've shared on this podcast. They've seen that truth manifest itself over the years in their life. And then they come to that understanding that being alone is good. And then at the end of the day, we're never alone when we're connected to the Father. But it must be us being to be willing to have Him and Him alone be the one that we seek for completion of our lives. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Righteous Interruption. I'm Martine Helou-Allen. You can certainly go to the website if you want to read about me or if you want to catch up on podcasts that you may have missed. It's righteousinterruption.com. And I encourage you, please, if you've ever got any feedback, want to speak with me directly or, you know, just share any thoughts, ideas, please email me at righteousinterruption@gmail.com. I hope you have a wonderful day and I look forward to our next podcast here on Righteous Interruption.